It's Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad with NIU political science professor Scott Schraufnagel as we examine the big races in the Illinois primary. Scott, I want to start this Friday forum with the 6th congressional district represented by Republican Peter Roskam, who has no primary challenger. Once again, however, as in the 14th, we see 7 Democrats running. They are Becky Anderson Wilkins, Sean Kasten, Carol Cheney, Ryan Huffman, Kelly Mazeski, Jennifer Zordani, and Amanda Howland. Howland ran last time getting 41%. Scott, this is supposed to be a Republican district. Why are so many Democrats running?
Roskam is one of the architects of the tax reform legislation that recently passed, and that particular legislation hasn't been considered very popular. There's something called a partisan voting index, which measures the partisanship of the district. What it does is it takes the average Republican vote for president in the last 2 election cycles and averages it. The 6th comes out as R+2, so it's a Republican district, but only by 2 percentage points. And so that's why I think the Democrats are crowding this field. They see this as a real chance to pick up a seat. Indeed, the Cook Political Report and some others rate this as a toss-up and a very potential Republican loss.
Well, tell me a little more about these Democrats.
Sean Kasten, Carol Cheney, Kelly Mazeski, they are considered front runners right now based on endorsements and the amount of money they've received. Kelly Mazeski, she's a chemist and a financial advisor. She's been endorsed by 4 different Democratic U.S. House members in the state. Not surprisingly, she has the most contributions on hand, probably using some of those same contribution networks that some of these people who are endorsing her. You know, Sean Kasten, scientist, clean energy guy, he's got a very well-done website. He is getting the endorsement of people in the clean energy field. Carol Cheney is an attorney, district office manager for Bill Foster. You know, strong connections there. Amanda Holland, she's got a master's degree from NIU. And she won this primary in 2016. But of course, it wasn't as hotly contested as it is this year. Ryan Huffman, 31-year-old. He worked briefly in the Obama White House. Jennifer Zordani, regulatory attorney, late entry here. You know, I guess one point that I would like to make, Dan, about this race is, see, Illinois has plurality rule. Most states do. That is, whoever gets the most votes wins. So we could imagine in a race like this with 3 or 4 what we would consider quality candidates, the winner coming away with as little as maybe 26, 27, 28% of the vote. You know, so 70 or 70 plus percent of the people voted for somebody else. And also what that creates is it creates the possibility that certain people will split. So Kelly Mazeski and Carol Cheney, one could imagine them splitting the sort of establishment Democratic vote. They're both women. They may split the woman vote to a certain extent. And that may open the door for somebody like Sean Kasten. And so he may be the most popular of these 7, but that doesn't mean anything like that, you know, he's supported by a majority of Democrats in the district.
Well, let's go to the 18th, represented by Republican Darren LaHood. LaHood took 72% of the vote last time, so I was surprised to see he has a primary challenger, Donald Reince. What opportunity does Reince see that I might be missing here?
There's a lot of people who feel very passionate about issues and so forth. So he's a pro-life conservative. LaHood, you know, is not a die-in-the-wool conservative Republican. He's more moderate. His father, Ray LaHood, Secretary of Transportation in the Obama administration as a Republican. But LaHood, you know, he first won in that special election to replace Aaron Schock, who the Republican that used public money to pay for lavish trips and so forth. I think Reince won't have the kind of money to spend that LaHood will, and this should be an easy LaHood victory in the Republican primary.
Well, let's talk about the Democrats. Brian Dieters, Daryl Miller, and Junius Rodriguez. Rodriguez ran last time and got trounced. Who is the Democratic base most excited about in this race?
None of them have been able to muster a lot of traction. The fact that Rodriguez has run before means he's got some networking. It means he's got some volunteer base. He knows all the ins and outs of election laws and so forth. However, there is also the possibility that when you run and you lose, you get labeled a loser. So that can, you know, work against you. Daryl Miller is a farmer. He ran for Congress in 2014. He had run against Aaron Schock, but only got 25% of the vote. And then Dieters is a high school teacher, soccer coach. His wife works for Caterpillar. But this race is really shaping up to be safe for the Republicans. I don't imagine any of these Democratic challengers is going to have the kind of financial support that LaHood will have.
Well, let's go to the 13th congressional district, which, like the 6th, many experts are saying could flip. Incumbent Rodney Davis, a Republican, has no primary challenger. 5 Democrats are running. Which one of these Democrats is raising the most money?
That's Eric Jones. He's a former Illinois assistant attorney general. He's got the most cash on hand. He's been traveling widely throughout the district, doing it the way the textbook suggests you need to do it. You know, attending community events throughout the district on a regular basis for a considerable amount of time now. He seems to have the best handle on the sort of campaign strategies that can produce a winner for the Dems in this race. Betsy Lodrigan is the, you know, former Dick Durbin staffer. She's been endorsed by Durbin. And Emily's List, you know, the group that supports women for public office. She's a businesswoman, a community activist, leader. She's got the second most amount of cash on hand. I think she's got the best shot next to Jones. Ebel, a college professor at UIUC, he's the only military veteran running. David Gill's a physician. He sort of runs as a nonpartisan. Angel Sides is another teacher. She's been a very strong critic of U.S. election laws, and a lot of those critiques, I think, are well-founded, but again, doesn't have the kind of financial or organizational backing that Jones or Lundgren seem to have.
Well, looking ahead to November, describe the environment that would be most helpful for Democrats looking to flip the 13th.
We know that incumbents have an advantage, and so Rodney Davis starts off with an advantage. But depending on the popularity of the president, his missteps, his ability to turn it around and become more popular. And so anything can happen is the point I'm trying to make. And so it's really hard to know. But Davis is considered vulnerable right now.
Scott Schraufnagel chairs the Political Science Department at Northern Illinois University. Scott, thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.